This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Spring is arriving, the season of change across southern Arizona. Spring doesn't arrive, in this orderly fashion. At least the weather doesn't arrive in an orderly fashion. It can be quite chaotic. On mild days, though, I catch myself saying, oh yeah, here comes spring. And I run around the yard chasing butterflies, shouting out their names, morning cloak, black swallowtail. Oh, pipevine swallowtail, two-tailed swallowtail. And then there are the windy days, the very windy days. But the butterflies have more courage than me, and they're out there getting blown around, and I'm watching them from inside, out of window. Windy days seem to be followed by cold days. Back to freezing overnights. Time to split some firewood, in the morning for these wood stove fires. I enjoy splitting that firewood we gather. Good exercise. And I constantly stop to inspect the wood. I love the long tunnels, the galleries made by the larva of a beetle called a metallic wood-boring beetle. Metallic because the body of this beetle has this metallic sheen. Metallic like, cars at a classic car show. But I find the larva, the flat-headed wood borers, in their long galleries, when I'm splitting wood. So this wood splitting stops while I inspect the larva and its work. And I find these wood borers, these flat-headed wood borers in mesquite. I find them in juniper. I find them in oak. And I'm thinking, actually I'm pretty sure of this, that I'm looking at different species of beetle larva per different species of tree. Well, I've got some homework to do. But listen, I do know that native jewel beetles and these flat-headed wood borers, God, what a great name, flat-headed wood borers. Hey, listen, they're part of it all, right? They're just doing their job. But meanwhile, back to the crazy spring weather that I probably whine about every year. It's a human condition to whine about the weather. In the wild, life goes on. No whining. Butterflies flutter, flathead wood borers bore, birds call and sing, and the song is, here comes spring. Hey, we've got some sweet wildflowers around our place, just some sweet annuals that come up in the spring. I always tell you about toadflax, right? Nuttallanthus? I hope I do. Anyway, we've got a couple sweet little primrose, the genus Oenothera albicaulis with its white flowers, and a yellow flowering Oenothera that I just love, Oenothera primaveris. Toothy, basal green leaves, very green leaves, basal leaves in this rosette, that just hugs the ground. And then you get this 2-inch wide, 4-petaled yellow flowers from dusk to dawn and a little beyond. And I love that the sphinx moths have to go down, hover low, almost to the ground to reach into that yellow flower down in that long floral tube. Oenothera, the genus, is from the Greek, and it refers to a plant of ancient Greece that was put in wine to give it a scent. Thank you, Linnaeus, for that obscure reference. The species name primaveris means first, early, spring. Oh, and this primrose is in the primrose family. Onagraceae, almost blew it there. Anyway, around our place near the banks of the Ojolote, this common native annual primrose is the sweet harbinger of things to come. Spring. Wind may blow, temperatures may fluctuate, but butterflies are fluttering, birds are singing, and primrose are blooming, and spring is on the way. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.